An opposition activist was killed in an apparently politically motivated shooting in Albania today during parliamentary elections that observers said could determine whether one of Europe's poorest countries has a chance of joining the European Union. Stefan Boss reports.
Albanian police said 53-year-old socialist activist Gjon Gjuni died after being shot in an exchange of fire with the candidate of the rival governing Democratic Party. Candidate Mihail Fuvi, who is 49, and another man were injured in the clashes near a polling station in the city of Laç, outside the capital Tirana. The involvement of a candidate of his party in the gun battle came as another setback for the country's conservative prime minister, Salih Berisha. He is seeking a third four-year term in Sunday's parliamentary elections, but he faces a tough challenge from socialist leader and former Tirana mayor Edi Rama. Once one of the world's hardest-line communist countries, Albania joined the NATO military alliance in 2009. But it has failed to gain even candidate status from the European Union, because since 1991 it never held a ballot deemed fully free and fair. EU Enlargement Commissioner Stefan Fülle has warned that failure again would further set back Albania's ambitions to join the European Union.
We have repeatedly stressed that concluding the parliamentary elections in June in line with European and international standards is essential for further progress towards the European Union.
Albania voted Sunday despite an ongoing dispute over the country's election commission. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe has sent a team of election monitors to Albania, one of Europe's poorest nations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos reporting.